Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. You're listening live on rogueserver.com/Wappy. It's Wappy's washtub every March 26th, 2026. 8:18 and 5 seconds post-meridian Eastern Standard Time. Live exclusively on rogueserver.com/Wappy. It's the Wappy washtub. Get excited, get prepared. You know, get naked in a gas station for religious reasons. You're one of the four listeners live on... Live, welcome. I don't know what I'm calling tonight. Probably fast food. Probably hotels and possibly gas stations. I'm your Rogue Server file jockey for this evening, Wappy. And we are live. We are live. We are so live, and we're, you know, prepared to do it, I think. Yes. No, this is not a recording. This is live. I'm Wappy, your Rogue Server file jockey.
Fox at Wendy's.
Hi, are we allowed to, I have a bit of an odd question. It's for, I guess, religious? She said no.
They didn't like it.
They didn't. I gotta get this next call going before this piece of music ends. Oh, and you're listening live if you're listening.
How can I help you today?
Hi, are we allowed to replace our clothes down there?
One more time?
I need to, whenever I get down there, I'm gonna have to replace my clothes.
Your what?
My clothing. Am I audible?
Okay.
Yeah. Am I allowed to do that down there?
I mean, you should do it at your own home.
I can't. You're closer. You're on the way.
Okay. Well, have a good day then. I have to go back to work.
I can.
Goodbye.
Well, I just need to. Man. She didn't like it.
She didn't like you one bit. Maybe she should have took your clothes off.
Maybe. Oh, what if I open this energy drink? I hope I don't get in law trouble. This is my number.
For calling the Twin Falls Wendy's. This is Cindy. How may I help you today?
Hey, Cindy, I don't mean to be gross or anything, but I'm going to have to, strip down whenever I get down there. Is that an issue? I don't have appropriate clothing.
What?
I'm going to have to strip down whenever I get down there. Is that an issue for you guys? I don't have...
It's not going to work, man. I don't want to see you naked. Not tonight, anyway. Maybe it's after last time.
Oh, I called this place, but it was listed as a short call. When was that? Okay, that's about 1,500 calls ago. but I won't call it. If I call that, it means I've probably called this place. Yeah. Shoot. Maybe I should just use the Wendy's website like somebody else does. Oh, I can't call this place. Oh, and welcome to the show. You're listening live on rogueserver.com/Wappy. Who's Wappy? I'm Wappy. I'm a rogue server file jockey. We're going to be live for maybe an hour or two or three or four. Possibly. I have no idea how long I'm going to be live for, but it's at least an hour.
Thanks for Wendy's.
Hi, Wendy. How are you doing tonight?
Nathan, Wendy.
Hey.
Good.
Okay. I used to work down there like a couple years ago, and I had like a dream of the place. Are you guys doing okay?
Yeah, we're fine.
Okay, you guys have been like in my dreams a lot more than usual.
The Wendy says?
Yeah.
Oh.
All you guys down there. Keeping it going, keeping Dave Domus's dream alive?
I really hope so.
I hope so too. I've just been seeing his face a lot in my dreams, and he's kind of disappointed in me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I was the one who was like smoking the marijuana, like a couple
who's
years ago.
Who's smoking the marijuana?
Well, I was, like years,
oh,
and
okay.
years, and years ago. Yeah, I was the one.
Okay.
Who's, yeah.
So who worked here when you did?
It's been so many joints ago, I forget.
Okay. Well, I think we're fine, so thanks for checking in.
All right. And Dave Thomas seems to be happy with you guys.
I really hope so.
Okay. Oh, are you guys still doing it like white, red, green down there?
White, red, green, like as in what?
The sandwich.
Yeah, mayonnaise ketchup, yeah.
Yeah, sweet. All right, that's cool. That's what Dave would have wanted.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks for calling.
I appreciate you. Thank you. Welcome. I need to adjust this so I can... It fades a little more gradually. Oh, and welcome to the show. You can join the mumble. Make some calls. Show's been going on 8 minutes now. Gotta hit the button like 10 times. You know, I don't have a set schedule for this, so it's usually Thursdays or Wednesdays.
Two, five, zero.
Whoa.
Is unavailable.
Yeah, any day that has a Y in it. It's possible I'm live then. Why am I waiting so long? I don't know.
The person you are calling is unavailable. Please leave a message after the tone.
I I could have figured. Oh, I need to change. There was something, I wrote something about a squirrel preserving meat. I think that's something Dragomir said. Am I able to bring him in?
I'm sorry, what was that?
I have a squirrel. He helps preserve my sandwiches and stuff. Can I bring him in?
You have a what?
A squirrel.
A squirrel?
Yeah.
This is a frisbee.
For what?
He helps me preserve my sandwiches. Hello? Why isn't that making noise? If I get my XM play to lower down a little more gradually, that'd be great. I think that's more of a hotel premise. Potentially. Oh, there's independent restaurants. I forgot those are a thing.
Orange Coast.
Hi, can I bring my squirrel down there?
Your squirrel?
Yeah.
To the restaurant?
Yeah, he helps me, like, bury my sandwiches so I can eat them later.
We don't allow any animals in the restaurant, so...
Oh, he's a little guy.
I'm sorry, but that's... We can't do that.
He needs to smell it before he can, like, before he trusts it. It's gotta be hot.
Like I said, we just don't allow any animals inside, so...
Well, I hear you have parrots down there.
We have what?
I'm hearing parrots down in your background down there.
Nope, that's people.
That's people?
Yeah. Well, we don't allow any animals in the restaurant.
I heard a little, ah! Like, going on down there.
I'm sorry, there's no parrots, and we don't allow any animals in the restaurant. Can I help you with anything else?
Well, I think you're lying to me about the parrot thing, because I know my birds. I know my tree dwelling life. You're not? Well, you know, he helps taste it, too, and make sure it's safe.
I'm sorry, sir. We can't allow any animals in the restaurant. My manager is super allergic.
He's super allergic to parrots and squirrels?
Any animal.
It's like a service thing.
We can't allow any service animals either.
It's like an Americans with Disabilities Act sort of exception.
I can let you talk to my manager and you can talk to him about it, but...
Okay.
Okay, hold on.
Why?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, are you the manager?
I am.
I think with the Americans with Disabilities Act, you have to allow service animals on the premises.
Yeah, I think it should be fine. It's not going to, like, run around or anything, right?
He's on my shoulder. He's got a little leash. Yeah. A little chain.
Ooh.
Yeah, well, he's on. He doesn't get too far.
Yeah, it should be fine.
All right, sweet. Thank you.
Yeah, bye.
I love you. Well, I was expecting someone a little more unreasonable, but he seemed totally reasonable. Oh, wow, what a nice guy. I think there's something to that, maybe. I don't know. Get prepared for the squirrelman. Hey, how are you? I'm okay. Do you accept accommodations under the Americans with Disabilities Act?
You're gonna have to call back tomorrow when our big boss is here.
Big boss?
Because I can't make those decisions.
No, it's like I have a... Hey, he tests my food for me to make sure it's safe. It's like a disabilities thing since I got poisoned.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Sorry, I misunderstood you. Yes, it is.
Okay, thank you. And is all the food down there safe to eat? I just want to make... I want to get your word for it so I can... It's another data point.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah.
So there is... Coming in, there is a little bit of a lip coming onto the sidewalk, but if you just go down a little bit farther, not straight to the door, if you go down a little bit farther, there's, like, no lip, and it's just straight with the sidewalk.
Straight with the sidewalk. Okay. He's had the gland surgically removed, so he doesn't make the stink anymore. So that's the sort of critter I have. I think a little. If I go full for it though, if I say I have a skunk. I'm gonna try that out. I told them that I had the gland surgically removed. Come on, pick up, pick up, pick up. Come on, pick up, pick up.
One, zero.
I need to figure out a good number of rings. It's not something I've thought about. Oh, there's a photography place open. Well, he said no. Let's make a note of that in the file here. Oh, and welcome to the show. It's Wuppy's Wash Tub.
Maverick Adventures first stop.
Bringing a skunk. So where
What's
do you
that?
Want them? We're supposed to bring a skunk down there. Where do you want them? he said no. Welcome. Welcome to the show. Oh, I haven't called this ever. Wubby Wash Tub every March 26th, 2026.
Papa Murphy's Pizza in Richfield. My name is Emily. How may I help you?
Hi, are you the Papa Murphy's?
Yes, this is Papa Murphy's.
Okay, we're supposed to be bringing a skunk down there. So, I don't know where we're at the pet store. So, I don't know where we're supposed to be putting him down there.
Transfer you over to someone that might know more than I do.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello?
This is Richfield Papa Murphy's. What can I get started for you?
Oh, we're at the pet store. We're supposed to be bringing a skunk down to your building.
The pet store? Is
yeah.
Like a couple doors down?
No, we're from the pet store. We're supposed to bring bringing a skunk down there to the Papa
Why?
Murphy's. I don't know. This is what it says here on the computer machine.
Okay.
Where do you want him?
All right, you can contact my boss and y'all can figure it out.
It's
Sorry
supposed
about
to be
that.
Within
Have
the hour.
Have a good night.
We're just trying to figure out where to put him. We got him all created up and everything. He's already ready to go. Someone must have ordered him.
Yeah, I don't know. Contact my boss.
Well, he said to talk to you. That's what it said on the order here. Talk to Papa Murphy's. It said talk to Emily and then talk to the other lady. The glands are fully intact. Oh, the pet store is closed. Whoopie Wash Tub. It is 8:41 and 32 seconds post meridian Eastern Standard Time, March 26th, 2026. Live on rogueserver.com/whoopie. Closed. Open.
Shop, how can I help you?
Hi, we're supposed to be bringing a skunk down there. We're from the pet store across the street from you.
The yarn shop?
Yeah, to the yarn shop.
A skunk?
Yeah.
Who requested the skunk?
It says Julia.
What? Do you have a skunk to get delivered?
A skunk?
Yeah.
No.
Hold on just 1 second.
Okay.
Hello, this is Julia.
Hey, Julia. Are you the lady who ordered the skunk?
No.
Oh, we're from the pet store from across the street from you.
Yeah?
Yeah, it says here you're supposed to be getting a skunk. The glands are fully intact on him, so he does produce the stank.
I'm sorry, that's not us.
It said it's supposed to impregnate the yarn with a certain odor.
I would put this on speaker for you all to be entertained, but...
Oh, she liked it.
She loved it. She wants that skunk.
Diamond store closed. 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 Studio. Oh, they said no. Welcome, 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 welcome. A lot of mouth noises. I hope they're getting caught by a noise suppression. Yeah.
House noise.
Oh, that's a gross one. Sorry.
Mine?
No, me. How many times is this ringing? Like 11?
Your call has been forwarded to voicemail. The person you're trying to reach is not a...
I wonder if that's something you can set for like a personal phone or any other line, like how many times it will ring before voicemail.
It has
like, why keep people there? You're either ready or you're not, or you'll call them back. I guess a business might...
Thanks for calling Little Wonder. How can I help you?
Hi, we're from the pet store, like, Catty Corner to you.
All right. Sorry, you said you're from the pet store around the corner?
Catty Corner. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. We're supposed to be bringing a skunk down for you guys.
A skunk?
Yeah.
I think you might have the wrong...
A Little Wonder Cafe?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, we're supposed to be bringing a skunk down. He's going to, like, the glands are fully intact, so he can't make the odor associated with the skunk.
Oh, like, you guys are wanting to come eat, and you're wanting to bring a skunk in?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I was a little confused. I think... As long as it can sit under the table, I think that's okay.
Oh, yeah. We just don't want him to get scared down there and then spray.
Oh. Maybe not then, actually, if that could be the case.
Well, are you familiar with the drugs of marijuana? It's supposed to smell like that, apparently.
Yes.
Yeah, so it'll just smell like someone, like, you know, was puffing the marijuana drugs. But it was really a skunk. Okay. Do you want to touch
him? All right. Thank you.
Do you want to touch him? He's really friendly.
He's really friendly.
She was shockingly cool about it at first.
Oh, yeah. She still seems pretty cool about it. Where do I call? Where do I call? Oh, obviously I call a hotel about it. Oh, I'll do a stunk under the bed. Oh, I like that. Oh, huff and skunk. I have to do
this. Huffing skunk. I got it. I know what you're doing now. It's funny.
I have to do this.
Vermonta, this is Sarah. How can I help you this evening?
Hi, Sarah. I'm Jacoby. I'm a guest in one of the rooms here under, like, friends and family.
I'm sorry, what was that?
I'm, like, a friends and family guest. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm okay. We're outside. We found a skunk, and we just kind of want to, like, huff a skunk under the bed here. Is that okay with you?
I'm sorry, you found a what?
We found a skunk. He's a little furry guy with the black and white and the big tail and the bad smell. We've got him
and
under
the... And you put him where?
Under the bed. We're just gonna, like, we're gonna huff the skunk.
What room are you in?
Do you have an issue with that, first of all?
Yeah, I have an issue with a skunk in the room.
Well, he's under the bed, so the smell doesn't get out.
Okay, what room are you in if there's a skunk in there?
Well, we want him here. We don't want you to take our skunk away. We don't want you to get mad. We're just.
We're a no pet policy hotel.
Well, he's not a pet. He's a wildlife. We're just, you know, he's spraying under here and we're huffing it.
Okay. I'm sorry. No.
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 But, you know, we're doing that with the skunk. We're just smelling him. We can't let him go. We've been feeding him, like, little corn granules and cereal and stuff.
Okay, well, I'm going to have to call the law enforcement and have them come and take care of the skunk then.
Law enforcement? For a skunk under the bed?
Yes.
Does this sound real to you?
Not even close.
Well, don't call law enforcement then.
Well, then don't be making fake phone calls.
Well, we just want to huff the skunk.
Okay. Have a good night.
I love you. Hey, you can't do that. That's illegal. That's illegal.
What?
You can't do that. That's illegal.
What'd I do?
You're recording my phone call. This is a private property.
I recorded it for safety concerns.
Well, I recorded it too, but I think it's illegal for you to do it. Or something.
Okay.
I don't know. How does it work with the consent?
Well, I didn't consent for yours either, then.
Oh, okay, so we're both non-consenting about it. But we've both been made aware.
I'm non-consenting for a skunk under my bed either.
Okay.
In a no-pet policy hotel.
Okay. Well, Let's just, you know... we're both on even grounds now, I guess.
That's, no, that's, not even close.
Well, I'm gonna get on your level now, and now we're even.
My level is outside.
Outside?
Is where you're gonna be.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, I'm here, so. This is the Days Inn, right?
No.
What did I call them?
You called the Richfield Ramada.
Oh. I guess this is the wrong property.
Well, they'll tell you the same thing, because we don't have a Days Inn in our town.
Isn't it, like, right across the street from y'all? Or right on the same building?
Nope.
That's interesting. Were you formerly the Days Inn?
10 years ago.
Well, that, you know.
So, you enjoy that skunk, and I will get the local law enforcement.
You don't need to waste their time.
Why would you call the police when you know this is fake and they could be saving people, but you're going to call them and be like, hello, police, somebody made a prank call about a skunk. Why would you do that? That's silly. That's
well,
a real question.
Why would you prank call when being an honest
Because we wanted to make you giggle a little bit. Clearly you're not busy because you're still here. How this should have went was you go, oh, yeah, that's stupid. And then you like click, you know? And then you get to tell all your friends, like, oh, hey, somebody just called and they were making a skunk, and you're, ha, 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 like that. That's basically how it goes.
Well, you should call someone that has no life.
Oh, okay.
Do you have any
like recommendations? Like a ghost? Like, we call there?
Call someone that has no life, because clearly you don't.
Oh no, we don't, oh no, guys. Why aren't you giggling? You could be having fun with us now.
No, because I'm a little more childish games.
That's okay. That's not for everybody.
It's okay.
I appreciate you being sincere.
I hope you learn to find laughter in your heart in the future, and you have a good day. I love you.
Oh, actually.
Did she hang up or did you? Sorry for butting
in.
I got excited.
It's making
what is
noise.
Oh, you're getting called?
Oh, no.
Interesting.
Yeah,
she connects you to the cops, which could happen. It would be
I've
so
been
fucking
getting in
stupid.
Trouble with the police a lot more recently, a lot more than usual, and I don't know what I'm doing.
No, she was super dumb for that.
I think we're on hold.
Yeah.
Can you imagine getting grumpy about that? That's so crazy to me.
Yeah, but can you take the skunk to jail with you?
She was stupid.
I'm gonna give her like 15 more seconds and I'm dumping her. Alright, lady, we love you. We love you here. Bye.
Love you, weird lady.
I can't wait to get subpoenaed. Go to jail for skunk.
You appreciated her, but I think I hated her.
Well, she's telling it like it is. And there is some value to that, even though I disagree with everything she said. Oh, Tiff, do you want to call?
Sure.
Okay.
What is that?
Best Western.
Does it have a pool? Do you know?
No clue.
Probably not.
Good evening. Thank you for calling Best Western Reclaim.
Hi, Elaine. How are you?
How's it going? Okay, fine. How about you?
Good. I just had a question. Like, you know how, I'm just not sure how fast that I'm allowed to, like, walk around down there. You know how in some parts of the hotels it'll be, like, no running, but I don't see any signs and I don't know what's appropriate. Like, am I allowed to, like, run, or, like, do I have to walk? How, like, what is the speed limit for the walking?
Walking here in a street you're talking about?
Oh, no. Inside of the hotel. Because, like, I was in the pool room, and it says no running, right? But there's nowhere else
in
the hotel that has signs. Yes. I saw in the pool room, it says no running. Ah. It's clearly defined. And then I was walking around, you know, to my room through the lobby. In the parking lot, there's no signs that say, like, the speed for walking, and I'm just
really
confused.
There is no speed for walking, whatever the comfortable to you.
Okay, like, so it's okay. I can sprint, I can walk very slow, I can,
you
know, like,
you walk whatever you are comfortable, no worries, but make sure there is a construction going on, so you have to be careful.
Okay. I'll be careful. So
that's
the main skipping
important.
Okay, then? Being careful is very important. Skipping is fine, though.
What?
I can skip.
Skip.
Okay.
What?
Would you, if I come down, would you like to skip with me? And I'll bring my pet skunk?
No, I can't.
Would you like to pet? Yes, you can. You can skip. It's fun. There's no rules against it. You just said so.
Nope.
Skipping, no.
I just thought of that, though. I don't know if it's good, but I like the idea of complaining about not knowing. If there's a pool where they almost always say no running. Thank you, Wookie.
Yes.
And thank you for the update on the pool.
I need to remark a jail for that lady because she's calling law enforcement about skunks. I don't know what I've been getting in trouble with the law enforcement a lot more than usual.
The last one didn't make sense, though, but it's funny because of, yeah.
Hey, hello, how may I help you?
Hi, you're not going to call the police if I come down there, right? I've done nothing wrong, nothing illegal. It's just I've been getting in trouble with the law a lot more than usual.
No.
Okay, because every week it's been like they say we're calling law enforcement and you're going to jail, basically.
I don't know why.
It's been like 2 weeks in a row now that they've been trying to call law enforcement on me.
Oh, okay.
But I haven't broken any laws.
Are you here at the hotel?
I'm just calling the hotel.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, no, we shouldn't.
Okay. It's just for my safety, I guess.
Yeah. No, we shouldn't, unless there's, like, an absolute reason. No, we shouldn't call
like
them.
Like a skunk? Like a skunk, you mean? Like if I had a skunk, you'd call the police on me?
A skunk?
Yeah, if I had a skunk...
I don't see why there would be an issue on having a skunk.
Because she said she's calling the police on me because I have a skunk.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know why.
I think she's weird.
Yeah. Were you looking to book a room, though?
Oh no, I'm already good and stuff.
Oh, okay. Then I'm gonna have to let you go so I can get back to my job.
Thank you.
I'm so sorry that people
have
been calling the cops on you.
It's okay.
I hope you have a good rest of your day.
You too.
Enjoy. Bye.
Bye.
A reasonable woman. I like how she still had customer service for you, even though, you know.
Not a customer.
Yeah, she still cared about you. Interesting.
That
and she's skunk friendly.
Oh, she is skunk friendly. Well, that first lady, she was totally wiretapping me, though.
How did you notice?
She played my voice back.
Mmm. I couldn't tell what that was. I thought it was other people. Hazuni.
Hello.
Hello.
Good night.
Do you have headphones?
It's echoing? Sorry. Let me check that.
It sounds like you have headphones.
I do, but I don't know what's happening. Let me see.
Who are you? Go look.
Jay.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. We're supposed to be bringing a skunk down there.
I'm sorry, what?
Like a skunk.
There's a skunk.
No, we're
Where
supposed
are you at?
Oh, I'm supposed to be bringing a skunk to you.
Why?
It's just what they want, I guess. I'm not sure why either.
Why?
What the fuck was that?
Skunk?
Are you guys like tapping people?
Are you what?
What?
Phone tapping people?
Oh no, we're doing a phone call show.
Oh, okay.
Did you just join here randomly?
I joined random mobile servers.
Nice. Oh, okay. Welcome to Rogue Server. I'm Wuppy, your Rogue Server file jockey. It is March 26th, 2026. It is 9:04 and 45 seconds post meridian Eastern Standard Time, and welcome to the show.
Oh, okay, thanks.
A Wuppy washtub.
Sorry, what?
A Wuppy washtub. Every March 26th, 2026.
Live.
Oh, okay.
We're streaming live through, we're doing an ice cast too, and the show gets recorded and cut up into little tiny pieces sometimes.
Oh, so, but where do you, like, post it?
JuniorAt.com, usually.
JuniorAt.com, let me see.
That's supposed to get updated, but yeah, the webmaster hasn't touched it in months.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, listen to that keyboard.
How do you... Hey, I'm so sorry. Let me see that.
No, it's okay.
Let me check.
Super 8, this is Tammy. Can you hold, please?
We're huffing a skunk. We just wanted to know if that's an issue.
Yeah, probably.
We got one of your towels here, and we're outside. We just got the skunk out of the towel. We're just taking
what room
lifts.
Are you? What room are you in?
Oh, we just grabbed a towel from one of the people staying down there. We said we had a friend who had like wet hair, and we needed to dry his head off. But we got a skunk under the towel. And we're just huffing it.
Okay. Are you on the north end?
I believe so.
Okay.
I've been huffing the skunk a lot, though, and I kind of lost my bearings.
Okay. Hold on 1 minute.
Okay.
She's going to completely still just check somebody else in
right now. Still there?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're... I will come out by the north end and see what we need to do. You're holding a skunk in the towel. Is that correct?
We have him under the towel. We could just let him go, and we just bring the towel to you, but it smells pretty heavily of skunk.
You can just go ahead and throw that towel in the garbage, because I don't think we're going to want that.
Okay. Wait, can we keep it, then?
All right. Sure.
Oh, sweet. Yay! Woo!
All right.
I got a towel! Tiffany,
all right, well, thank you.
Thank you.
Uh-huh, you bet.
All right.
She was cute. I didn't think she was going to come back. That's crazy.
She's
Carter,
cool
did you
that.
See... Did you see the Meowie license plate I saw earlier? I, like, fucking was so excited.
I saw that.
I was so excited.
I told you it was fake as far as...
No. It sucks that there was a lady, like, in the car, because I definitely wasn't discreet about it, and I realized after. Yeah.
If you have a vanity plate like that, you're expecting people to take photographs of it.
The other night I was on a walk. Can I have one? The other night I was on a walk, and I had my headphones in, and I was talking to people, and there I was next to a storm drain, and there was a really cool car, and I had a headlamp on and a flashlight, and I was like pointing my phone right at it to take a picture, and I fucking realized there was somebody in. Hello.
Mexicano.
Hi, I'm going to hand the phone. Hi, I'm going to hand the phone to my uncle. One second. Hello.
Okay.
Hello. How are you?
Hello.
Hi, sweetheart.
Good morning.
Hi there, honey. Who's going to come wash my socks? They're pretty disgusting, and I only brought one pair for the trip.
Give me one second.
Can I just
okay?
Okay. Just one second, though, honey. Oh, it's a Mexican restaurant. I hear now. You son of a bitch.
Well, tell me when and I'll dump them.
Dump them.
Hey, bye. We love you.
Bye.
All right. Do you want anything in particular? I think you need a redo.
Hotel, if possible. And then I have to go inside and make dinner. I'm so irresponsible.
Oh, what's for
I think
dinner?
I don't know yet. That's another problem. I should be making soup, which is a lengthy thing. But as you know, live, it's 9:10 p.m.
Oh, Eastern. What's 9:11
Eastern.
Now? Post Meridium. I'm too fast with the calling. You hear about the story of the car.
Oh. Well, no, it just was super fucking awkward. It's like a street over that I walk by all the time. Hello, how are you, Stuart? Hi, this is the front desk.
Yes?
Okay, listen, Stuart, I've got a little bit of an issue because I only brought one pair of socks. Can you send one of the girls up here to help me wash them? Please.
What's your... Sorry?
Is somebody available to help me wash my socks? Because I can't do it. I don't want to do it myself. I'm on vacation.
What's your room number?
My room number? Am I going to get in trouble for asking about the socks?
What's the motel name?
What's your motel's name? What are you talking about? Why are you asking so many questions?
What's your room number?
Well, I feel like I'm going to get in trouble now. I'm staying with family and friends. I'm family and friends. Why? Why do you keep asking?
What's your room
number? I'm here at the Econo Lodge, Stuart.
Yes.
I'm at the Econo Lodge. You checked me in earlier. I want to know what's the process I've got to do for getting my socks washed.
Will you wash them for me, Stuart? If I just bring them down to the desk, Stuart, will you wash them for me?
Yeah.
That's really nice of you. That's so freaking nice of you. You're a good man, Stuart. What kind of soap are you going to use on them? Because my dogs are a little bit sensitive. Stuart. Stuart. Hello.
Stuart.
Stuart. Stuart, my throat hurts now. Stuart.
All right.
Oh, he gone.
Yeah. Oh, welcome to the show. You're listening live on rogueserver.com/Wappy. I'm Wappy, your rogue server file jockey. It is 9:13 and, oh, it's 9:14 on the dot, post-meridian Eastern Standard Time. It is March 26th, 2026. It's the Wappy Washtub every March 26th, 2026. Your host is going to jail again. For the, how many times have I gone to jail now?
Like six recently, probably.
It's too many times. It's too many times. I don't, you know.
Cloutmaster's here. I had a nice talk with Cloutmaster today.
Oh, yeah?
Hi, Cloutmaster. It was brief, but nice. Very nice.
Well, you did a thing that was done a while ago. And I want to do it. It's the whole handing the phone off to someone else thing.
But to yourself.
While I try to connect you.
What?
Oh, you just gave me another idea to build off of that. Yes. Okay, I need to write that down.
AI is taking notes.
Hi, Desert Inn. How can I help you?
Hi, I need. I'm calling for my twin brother. He's my identical twin brother. He wants to talk to you guys. You mind if I get him on the phone here real quick?
Yep, that's not a problem.
Okay. Hello?
Hi, how are you, sir?
Hi, let me get my brother on the phone. Hold on. Hello?
Yeah, I like it, having the same voice. I like the idea of doing it, trying to go back and forth as many times as you can, either with the same voice or a fake one, alternating. I'd never heard, I jumped in like in the middle of it, and you were doing something like that, pretending to be the same person, and your voices were so different. You were in Boner. And they stayed on for way too long. I'd never heard of that before. I thought it was really smart.
Hi.
Hi. I'm calling for my my identical twin brother. Let me get him on the phone here real quick for you.
Oh, thanks so much.
Hello?
Hi, this is Marianne.
Hi, Marianne. I'm his twin brother. I had a question.
Sure, you bet.
Okay. He was asking if we can, like, if we're allowed to, like, you guys provide towel down there, right?
Did you say towels?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Uh huh.
Yeah, he's staying down there. He's too anxious to ask himself, but he wants to like dry off a skunk with it.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
What?
Oh, he found a.
Who is your brother?
Oh, he gave me the phone.
I'm so confused. Are you trying to call the Ranch Motel?
Yeah.
Okay, and you say your brother is staying here?
Yeah, he's just too anxious. He wanted, because he's got, he saw a wet skunk then, outside, and he wants to dry him off.
I'm so confused. Who is your brother?
Oh, he just handed me the phone. Like, I'm... Hi!
Yeah, but what's your brother's... Yeah, what's your brother's name?
Jacoby, what's your name? Oh, it's Jacoby.
Yeah, so no, sorry. There's nobody... You might have the wrong motel.
Oh, I think he's, like, staying under, like, friends and family himself.
Yeah, no Jacoby here.
I think he's staying with somebody else. Or I think he's on your property somewhere.
No, nobody here by the name of Jacoby.
Interesting.
Yep.
Jacoby, are you at the...
Yeah.
I guess he's not at the hotel since I'm looking at him. Jacoby, what? You're not at the hotel? No, I'm not. Okay. Well, I'm not sure what's happening.
Okay. Jacoby, all right, well...
Not at the hotel? Yes, I am. Okay. All right. That's cool. Thank you.
I would have been happy to provide a towel for a wet skunk, though. FYI.
Okay.
Okay.
So if we need one, we can get one.
Yes.
All right,
absolutely.
Sweet.
I've got a lot of spare towels.
All right. That's awesome. Thank you.
Okay. You bet. All right.
Have a nice night, Marianne.
Thanks. I will. Okay. You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, bye from me, too.
She was nice.
Yeah.
Super nice, actually.
I don't know why we're bringing skunks.
Skunk.
Sarah's gonna send me straight to fucking jail.
God damn it, Sarah. Can I have that number?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Okay, thank you.
I'll send it.
It doesn't have to be now. I know you have a list because you wrote straight to jail next to it.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that's her.
Thank you.
I really should do it a little differently. I got my stuff set up. Scipio. Oh, I called Scipio already. Okay.
What's that?
Oh, it's a town. Wait, maybe I can call back.
It sounded like a technology brand.
Oh, it does. 2, 3, 4, 5. I caught them like 6 months ago. I don't know what I called them about, though.
Are they all blending together?
I don't know.
If you had to guess, how many prank phone calls have you made in the last 6 months?
Oh, well, I've got a list here, and the we're at number 2018.
Crazy.
It's just the amount of phones I've called.
That's wild that you had a list.
No, I you gotta make sure you're not, you know.
Is that counting other shows, though?
No, just mine.
That's crazy. Exactly. Exactly. Fucking nuts. That's why I asked if they're blending together yet.
Motel
6 Nephi. For reservations, press 1. For the front desk or to reach a guest, please press 0 or hold on the line for further assistance.
I thought I closed out my butt.
Don't close your butt.
Hello. Motel 6 in Nephi, Utah. If you know your party's room number, please dial it now.
Ooh.
For reservations.
You could accuse people of having skunks.
Please hold while I try that extension.
Oh, this line's so garbage, though.
Do you think if the room picks up, it would still be bad?
Yeah. Be fun, though. Hey, Clout Master.
Hello, and thank you for calling the Motel 6 by Utah. If you know you... Please hold while I try that extension. Thank you for calling the Motos.
That just dumps you right back to the,
Please hold while I try that extension. Thank you for calling the Motel 6 in Nephi.
Come on, rooms.
Please hold while I try that extension.
It's so eerie. There might not be
anybody. I don't know if you want it, but I put a direct dial in your chat.
I see that.
Crazy.
Just call the...
Hello, and I'm calling the boat house.
One more, and then I'm calling the front desk. I'm going to ask them where the people are.
For real. It's Langoliers.
Please hold while I try that extension. Motel 6. Please hold while I try that extension.
Is this the phone tree still?
Please dial 0. And thank you for calling.
Oh, there is nobody there. We just...
Interesting.
Ghost hotel.
Gotel.
Oh, Gotel.
Gotel. I still loved our exorcism. Hello?
Yeah, how can I help you?
Hi, we have a, I have a skunk.
Hello?
Hi, I have a skunk.
Scarred?
Yeah, scarred.
Like what kind of card?
It has a picture of a skunk on it.
I think this is the wrong number.
You're the National 9, Neffy9N, aren't you?
Yeah.
And you're the cute little boy at the front desk, aren't you?
Yeah, front desk.
Yeah, you're the cute little front desk guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how can I help you, sir?
We have a card with a skunk on it. Do you want it?
Like card?
I can't understand
what you say, sir.
Oh, we have a skunk too. We have a skunk.
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 I can't understand.
Do you know the little fluffy black and white guy with the tail that makes the smell? He's like an animal.
Animal?
A skunk.
Skunk. I'm not understanding, sir.
We have a cat, too.
Cat.
Yeah, we have a cat and a skunk.
Okay.
Yeah, you want them? The skunk is a good mouser.
Okay, so you need a room tonight?
We need somewhere to put the skunk at.
But no, I don't have.
A skunk room?
No.
Do you know about a dog?
Dog, yeah.
Okay, do you know about squirrel?
Squirrel, yeah.
Chipmunk?
Yeah.
Fish?
Fish, yeah.
Le poisson rouge? Do you know about that?
No.
Oh, it's a goldfish. Do you hear him? What about an opossum? Or a raccoon? Do you do those?
No.
No? And no skunks either?
So what do you need, sir? You need a room or what?
We need a skunk.
No, we don't have anything.
Why not?
I don't know.
What about alligator? Can we bring alligator? Welcome to the show.
It wasn't live. Oh, sorry.
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say live that it wasn't the license plate that caught my attention to where I knew it was you. It was the horn honking that sounded like flute noises. Yeah. Oh, that's him. Live. Okay.
And let me hand the phone studio microphone back to you, Whoopi. Go.
Thank you. Thank you. And thank you for recognizing me.
Burger King, this is Ricky.
Hi, Ricky. Do you have that recently revamped Whopper?
We have what? Sorry?
The recently revamped Whopper?
Yes.
Okay, they were talking about the Big Arch and how that's like the new gold standard for fast food.
So the Big Arch is from McDonald's, but yeah. Burger King has changed the recipe a little bit on the Whopper. So we have like new products that we put on our sandwiches, and we have a new bun as well.
Is it like a potato bread bun?
No, it's still like the one with the sesame, but they have like a different glaze on the top of it, and they made it a little bit smaller so it fits the patty better. And
okay.
Then there's like new mayo and tomatoes and lettuce and onions that we use.
Do you do it like white, red, green down there?
White, red, green?
Yeah.
I'm not sure what that means.
Oh, like it's like ketchup, mayo, and pickles, I think.
Yeah, so on the top of our stuff, we have our mayo, lettuce, tomato, and on the bottom, we have pickles, onions, and ketchup. So, yeah, I guess we do the white, green, red.
Interesting. White, green, red.
Yeah.
And that's, have you worked at Wendy's?
No.
Because they do a white, red, green. So yeah, you still do it like the same. You switch up the colors then.
A certain order that we have to put stuff on.
Yeah, I'm also doing like a school. We're trying to find out the differences between like McDonald's and Wendy's and Burger King.
Okay.
So this is one of the ways you're differing.
Yes. And we also have one of the other ways that we're different is that we have crowns that we can offer to every guest. And we do lunch all day long, even during breakfast.
Interesting. I know someone who's, like, very passionate about all this stuff.
Can we have somebody up front, please? Sorry about that.
I'm not sure if he'd like to talk at all. But I'm giving him permission to talk if he wants to. He's allowed to speak up.
I just don't have a lot of time, but I can answer your questions if you have any other questions.
Oh, that's okay. You've been more than helpful. Thank you.
Yeah, bye.
Bye.
That was interesting to me because they sounded incredibly, you know, about their job, but then they wanted to still be helpful.
Yeah.
It was strange and it made me feel weird. Interesting.
I don't know why I'm still fixated on the skunk.
I want to do a skunk. Ew. I would like to do a call about a skunk.
Gas station.
Possible.
Can you do that at the gas station?
Probably. Out of this one.
All right, we're 9 rings.
They decided.
We give them 9 rings. That seems like more than enough rings.
Oh.
I liked your soundboard ringing back in between the rings. It reminds me
of
Halloween.
Thank you for calling Chevron Products Company Consumer Connections Center.
What?
For assistance with your Chevron and Texaco or ExxonMobil Rewards loyalty account, including club offers.
Let's don't.
That sounds like corporate.
Yeah, it's too. How about a convenience store?
Oh, yeah. When kids knock on my door sometimes during Halloween, it's Clubmaster's favorite holiday, by the way. I like to knock back, and it scares the shit out of them. And I think that's very funny. Do you have Cumberland Farms where you live? Do you know what that is?
No.
Those ones have really good customer service usually, just FYI. You can make a little whoopee note. I'm not saying you should call them, but I think you would enjoy that because they would engage you in the future.
Thanks for calling Park and Pump Circle C. For tires, sales, and service, push 1. For the truck stop sales desk, push 2.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, how are you? Hello?
Good.
Listen, I was in there earlier with my family. We were washing the skunk in the bathroom sink, and it was fine then, but like I'm looking at his fur now and it looks kind of messed up. What kind of soap are you guys using there?
This is an on-call for a tire shop.
I know, but I brought the skunk into the washroom while you guys were doing the tires, and his fur is all kind of like, it's kind of fucked up now. I was like just worried like what kind of soap you guys might have been using.
I don't think you have the right number. We didn't have anybody with a skunk.
Well, I mean, I was discreet about it. I didn't want to get in trouble, but now I'm like a little bit worried about his fur. So I'm just trying to figure out what kind of soap you used. Well, like what kind of soap you guys have in the bathroom. He's normally...
Sorry, what's
like,
your... We don't have a bathroom.
Coat. Yes, well, I mean, I used the sink there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I used
the sink. You're probably trying to get a hold of the C-store.
Are you able to transfer me?
I am not. No, we are two separate businesses.
What am I going to do with poor little skunk?
Oh. What a jerk. Do you want to, I kind of want to.
Can I wash my skunk again?
Yes. Do you want a hotel to wash
and then,
skunk
And then
in?
I should go. A hotel? Yeah, sure. Little skunk.
What does skunk smell like?
Depends on the soap, I guess. I think they're really cute. People do keep them as pets.
Brittany, if I can help you?
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Good. Listen, I'm not a guest there, but I popped in earlier to use the restroom. And I had my skunk, and I was washing him in the sink, and it was fine. But I'm looking at his coat now, and he's all, like, fuzzy. What kind of soap are you using in the bathroom? Hello? Hello, are you there?
I don't understand.
Are you flushing?
What do you say?
Are you, sir? I'm sorry. Were you just on the toilet? Don't answer the phone when you're on the toilet. It's better to have someone call back. Yeah. Hello. I can't hear you. Bye bye. Mm-hmm. Got him. Got his little pee and ass.
Why was he flushing toilets for?
For real though, right? Like, don't. Just don't answer the phone. Then we'll call you back.
Hotel. Yeah. Flushed toilet.
Yeah, that's your note. Oh, I knew he was gonna do it.
That makes me want to ask a question.
Questions?
Yes.
What did they mean?
It's a mystery.
Thank you for calling the Holiday Inn Express in Nephi, Utah. For reservations, please press 1. To reach the front desk...
Good evening. Thank you for calling Holiday Inn Express in Suites in Nephi. I'll be with you in just a moment.
No, because I saw one of your employees there flushing a toilet, and why were they doing that?
What?
They were flushing a toilet, and I'm just wondering why they were doing that.
Who was flushing a toilet?
A little hotel boy or something.
Here?
Yeah, he was flushing the toilet.
In like one of our public restroom?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can go and take a look at that in a moment. I'm just currently checking in, I guess.
I was just in the bathroom and I heard the toilet flush and then I saw him walk out.
Okay, yeah, I'll go and check on it in just a little bit.
Okay, that's all I had a question for about Doug.
Okay, yeah, thank you for telling me. I will be able to go and check on it after I finish checking.
Put it down on the notes, like hotel, comma, flush toilet, and I think that's it.
Okay, all right, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
They just said what? The employees have a no flushing policy, I guess. I want to do exactly what you just did.
Okay, but if you do need to go, you can. I don't want to.
No, I've decided. No, I mean, I'm not hungry. The other person who I would be making food for hasn't been like, oh, I'm hungry. And they're all on the computer with work. And I think I did give them a big lunch earlier.
From Paradise and Nephi. This is Swisha. How can I help you?
Hi, Swisha. I was there earlier and I saw one of the employees flushing.
Okay.
Why would they do that?
I am not entirely sure.
Yeah, I thought it was strange that they flushed. I heard it. I saw it. I don't know if like you're probably just at the desk, and I don't know if there's a manager available. I was in the bathroom and I was washing the skunk, my skunk. His name's Freddie. He's very cute. And one of the employees flushed. Like while I was washing a little Freddie in the sink.
Mm-hmm. There's not a manager here now, but there will be one tomorrow morning.
you want to call her.
Okay. Sure.
And she should be able to help you in any way.
Yeah, because I didn't think that employees were allowed to flush when the guests were in the bathroom. It made me feel uncomfortable and scared, and like I wish that I could crawl under a bed, you know, with little Fred. I felt confused about it. And also, I'm not sure, like, do you know what kind of soap that you use, like for the hand soap? Because I used that to wash my skunk, and it was fine. Uh-huh. But, like, I blow dried him, and now his fur looks pretty bad. He's upset too. Like, I can tell he's upset. His skin is irritated. We still haven't had his scent gland removed. Oh, I'm sorry, Fred, it's okay. We still haven't had his scent glands removed, and he could spray at any time, like when he gets irritated. Yes. And when the employee flushed, he could have sprayed everywhere.
Uh-huh.
Like, you should write a note about that. Oh, Fred. Oh, Fred.
Okay. I will leave a note. Like I said, we don't have a manager here at the moment. She won't be back till tomorrow morning.
Okay. And what will you write down in the note? I just want to confirm that. I want to know.
I'm not going to write anything down until you tell me what you'd like me to let her know.
Okay. Write down, I was in the bathroom. I washed my skunk, my pet skunk, Freddy. An employee flushed the toilet while we were in there.
Okay.
Have you written that?
I got guest was in bathroom washing her pet skunk Freddy. And
okay. Employee flushed.
Yeah. Employee.
And then ask if that's allowed to happen, please. And then do you have caller ID? You can just write down the number.
Okay, we do have caller ID, so I'll just get your number off this once we get off the phone.
Okay, thank you, Ashley. I appreciate your time.
Yeah, of course.
All right, thank you. Good night.
Okay. Yep, you too.
That's everything that I wanted to happen, that it could have happened. Thank you.
Uh-oh. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show.
Konnichiwa.
Konnichiwa. It's 9:51 and 8 seconds post-meridian Eastern Standard Time, and it is March 26th, 2026. Live on RogueServer.com. It's the Wuppy wash tub. Oh my god, I'm all disfragilized.
Carter said, "Waka."
Oh yeah, I did hear you speak.
Little Swede.
That'll come in.
Sapphire Motel Levi, how can I help you?
Hi,
Hello?
Hello.
Yes, how can I help you?
I washed my skunk in the bathroom down there and his fur is all fuzzy.
Sorry?
I washed my skunk down there, and he's all fuzzy now.
Who are you?
Jacoby.
Sorry?
Jacoby.
Where are you?
I'm at my... I'm down here.
Sorry, see again? I'm understand. Sorry?
I washed my skunk in your sink, and He got all fuzzy and stinky.
Which room number?
3.
Carrie?
Yes.
Which room number?
Gary, 3.
Gary, oh, yeah, it's a room number 28 now.
Okay. 28.
Yes.
And that's the room I'm in?
No enough one in a room.
There's, I watched the skunk, though.
But not here now.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. Thank you.
I didn't know if I was allowed to do that.
Oh, I can't remember. That reminded me of a cartoon. It'll come to me later. Can you try to wash a skunk again?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Fuck yeah. I wrote that down, but for like a cat. I haven't tried it before, but it is funnier if it's something unusual.
And that woman did have limited phrases.
Yeah, no, that was hard mode.
Hi, thanks for calling Economy. This is Mike. How may I help you?
Hi, Mike. We need to wash a skunk down there.
Can you repeat one more time?
We need to wash a skunk.
This is Motel Hotel.
Holiday Inn.
Yeah, we are Economy Inn and Suite. Do you need a room?
We need to wash a skunk.
Yeah, so you need to wash the skunk. You can take help of the police.
Take help of the police?
Yeah.
And they'll wash the skunk?
Yeah, you can. I don't know, because we are a hotel.
Yeah.
Okay?
Well, where do we go for police?
Yeah, okay. Thank you. Bye.
Where's the police station?
Oh, my God. You're going to jail again.
Oh, my God.
Twice in one night?
Yeah.
It's okay if you don't want to do it, but I really want you to wash a skunk with someone with English as first language. Can you please try again one more time? Please?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I guess I could.
I mean, you don't have to. Like, I can just... Carthur can tell me to stop. I'm so fucking spoiled. I'm sorry. What's your candy of the night?
Oh,
I know
not...
you got a treat.
Oh, there's...
No treats?
I had an energy drink. I should get some water. No, I went to the dentist the other day ago. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. I saw a license plate today that said, say ah. I figure that's a dentist.
They put the needle in, you put the drugs in the... You know, around the nerve, and then it didn't work.
Oh, no. I'm yeah. So sorry.
Well, that sucks.
Fucking does suck. I hate it.
It get like, half numb.
Ugh. Just keep... Sometimes I lie, and it's not always, like, good for you for later. Like, it doesn't do anything bad, but, like, when they're like, oh, can you feel this? They'll poke you. Usually after I get Novocaine, they'll try to stab you. And they'll ask, like, oh, can you feel this? I'll be like, oh, yeah, I can feel it a little. And then I get an extra shot.
That's all right. I had shit to do.
Was half of your face droopy after?
Yeah, a little bit.
So stupid.
Dentistry.
Hi, this is Mary at the Marysville Motel. Please leave a message and we'll call you back.
No.
How do you say no in Swedish, Carthur?
Nej.
Nej.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, Beaver. We're calling Beaver.
Thank you for calling the Best Western Paradise Inn, located in beautiful Beaver, Utah. To make a reservation, press...
I'll transfer you now.
Ooh, I like the way she said it.
Me too.
Best Western Paradise. And this is Mark. How may I help you?
Hi, Mark. We need to wash a skunk down there.
The what?
A skunk. It's a wildlife.
Yeah, do we have wildlife here? Yeah.
Yeah, we found some wildlife. We found a dirty, wet skunk. We need to rinse them off.
Okay, you're not rinsing them off in this office.
Well, do you have any, like, maybe the public restroom you have down there?
No. You can't bring a skunk into the office.
But he's dirty. He needs. Do you have a?
I get it, but if you pick up a skunk, it might spray you too.
Well, we already picked him up, and he did. He depleted his glands.
Okay. Well, if you want, there's some water by the on the back side of the pool. There's water back there.
Okay.
But I don't think they'll let you bring him. You're not gonna bring him into the office.
All right. Okay. Well, you want to pet him? You can come outside. You can come outside and pet him.
No, I'm not gonna pet him. I'm good. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Mark.
Bye.
I love you.
That was nice.
He gave us permission.
Mm-hmm.
Use the pool water to wash the skunk.
I think he meant like a hose, but he could have meant a pool.
They're just dumping skunks in the pools. Country Inn for Tiff.
Oh, I have no notes. I don't know what to do.
Thank you for calling the Country Inn located in beautiful Utah.
Please hold. There may be a silence while your call is transferred.
Country Inn Motel.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. How about you?
I'm doing okay. Thank you for asking. I had a pretty good day. Your phone is bad. It's echoing. I went for a long walk. I had a nice shower. I had a relaxing shower. It sucks because I should be folding laundry. I'm supposed to be making dinner, but I'm here and I'm doing the best that I can. You know.
Mhm.
Mhm. How was your day? What did you do today?
So far, so good.
So far, so good. What was the best part of your day?
No, nothing. What did you do? Did you make a reservation in a motel?
Well, I mean, I'm already staying there, but I just wanted to call and check on you.
What's your room number?
Well, I mean, that's a little bit personal. We're moving a little bit fast. We didn't even, I was literally just calling to check on you. I was worried about you. Okay. Did you have dinner?
No. What room will you stay? I'm busy right now.
Did you know you didn't have dinner yet? It's really late. Do you want me to pick something up for you?
No. I'm busy right now. I'm a busy customer right now,
Oh, okay. Can you ask them if they've eaten dinner? I like that. That was bad, but I like the idea of calling to check on people.
It's a good ethical thing to do. Okay, I'm kind of dry on ideas for tonight. I think we'll go for another 15. Does that sound good?
I think you're amazing.
skunk is pretty fun.
Skunk is fun. I like that that lady wrote a note down about the flushing, too.
Yeah.
For a new reservation, please press 1. For the front desk and all other inquiries, please press 2.
I was waiting for her to hear it.
I didn't get
that. She was writing it down.
Please choose from the following options. Thank you for...
She was just like, no, okay.
Matter of fact, just another day.
Mm-hmm. Just another day.
Well, it is my choice. How may I help you?
Are you okay down there?
Excuse me?
Are you okay?
What are you talking about? And well, who is this?
My name's Jacoby. Do you need a pep talk or anything?
No. Who is this?
Jacoby. I'm with a pep talk. Someone gave us this phone number and said that the front desk man was looking pretty down there.
No, I'm doing pretty good.
All right. Do you need a pep talk at all?
No, anything I can do for you?
Just as long as you're okay. They said that someone was flushing, toilets down there a good bit. But, that's okay,
Yeah, everything all right. Sorry, I'm working, so I can't really be on the phone.
All right, it's okay. Just know that people do appreciate what you're doing down there, and you are providing a valuable service to the people.
Thank you very much. Anything I can do for you? Anything else?
A lot of people really like you down there. So keep your chin up.
All right, sounds good. Have a good night.
You too. Bye. I love you.
He appreciated that.
A little pep talk.
I guess that is similar. The calling and checking on you is similar to the pep talks.
Oh, I already called them. Getting slightly ill. It's like 1% too warm in here. Oh, Tiff, I guess it's your turn.
Hello, and thank you for calling Motel
6. Your turn.
For reservations, press 1. For the front desk,
beaver.
Or to reach a guest, please press 0, or hold on the line.
Thank you for calling Motel 6 located in Beaver, Utah. If you know your party's extension, you may dial it now. For room rate, reservation, or an operator, dial 0 or stay on the line. Thank you for calling Motel 6. I'll transfer you now.
Am I going guest mode?
Hopefully.
What room did you pick?
112. Hopefully they pick up.
Motel 6, Beaver, may I help you?
Hi, we found
you. Hi, how?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm... No, it's okay. Ma'am, I'm going to hand the phone to my husband. I'm sorry. Honey, go ahead.
Okay.
Hi. I found an ocean beaver down there.
Ocean beaver? Here in Utah?
Yeah.
Is there an ocean beaver here in Utah?
A what?
Ocean beaver? No. No, there's not one in Utah, no.
Well, I'm holding him right now.
No, ma'am, we found him.
Found who?
He's just a little guy. Honey, what are we going to do with him?
I don't know. I've never held an ocean beaver before. I don't even know what they look like. He smells salty.
Oh. Right?
Yeah.
What are we supposed to feed him? It's our first time here. We're not from here.
Right, and I,
I just moved here myself, so I don't know.
Is he like little cornflakes or something?
I mean, if you just moved here, maybe we can talk to somebody else who might know more about the local wildlife.
I don't know. This is a Motel 6.
Yeah.
We're staying there.
Maybe you should try calling the ranger station.
The rangers?
Who else is working there? Maybe that, like, I don't know. I feel like we need more of a local to speak with, please.
Okay, hold on.
Okay.
Can you help these people? They found an ocean beaver, an animal. I told them to call the...
It's a prank call.
Hello. I'm sorry for interrupting you, but that's now I'm okay. Glad that I did.
You found an ocean beaver.
You did say it was me. You were like, Tiff, and then you spoke.
I did say it was you, and then you said, no, it's you, and then I went, and then you went.
I don't remember exactly what I said. I think I said, you're a you.
Oh, yeah, I think you.
But it was us. It turned out that it was an us.
Yeah.
I kind of want that call from us later. Maybe. If it's possible.
Oh, McDonald's.
I'm looking in the window. The boy is still at the computer. Why are you still working? What are you doing? They have a famously bad track record of answering. Do you remember that night?
I do.
Yeah. Okay, it's not me. I have to go tinkle and not flush on the phone. Like that guy.
He
was properly embarrassed.
Oh, Rogue Restaurant's closed. Hi, why are you guys still down there?
Sorry, what was that?
Why are you guys all still down there, like, making orders and foods and stuff? Like,
I'm so sorry, I'm having a hard time hearing you.
Oh, is this any better?
Yeah. Sorry, okay. What was your question?
I noticed that you guys are all still, like, working down there.
We're working?
Yeah, it seems like it's kind of late.
Okay. I don't have time for this, sorry.
Oh, it's okay. Great outdoors movie. It was used for Mugu Monkey. You gotta eat the microphone.
Rexburg McDonald's. How can I help you?
I want ice cream.
Hello?
I want ice cream.
Sorry, what was that?
Can I have ice cream?
Yeah. We currently do have ice cream available.
How do I get it?
As long as you come in and order, you can either use the mobile app, one of our kiosks, the drive-thru, or even someone can help you at the front register.
All right. When I get there and touch on it, like, how do I do it next?
Once you get here, I can show you if you'd like. It'd be a bit hard to explain over the phone for me.
Okay, my mom, she usually has a little plenty of papers she puts in it.
What was that?
She had little funny papers and little plastic cards and stuff.
We do not have any plastic cards right now.
Okay, this is she touches on it with she pulls out the pockets and she touches on it to the thingy.
Sorry, can you say that again?
She pulls out a plastic card and she touches it to the machine.
Oh, we do not have that here, sorry.
Sometimes it doesn't do that. She has little papers and stuff that she pulls out and it does that one. Like little green little papers. I don't know how many of those I need.
These are too small. These are the long ones? Oh, wow.
Sorry, what was that?
I don't have any little papers I need for an ice cream.
We accept cash and card.
Okay.
And then we also have Apple Pay and Google Pay as well.
I have pay with Apples.
If you have an Apple phone, then yes.
Okay, how does that work?
So in your phone there is a way to tap your phone to the card reader and it will accept payment.
Okay, so I bring the phone down there and it makes it. I can do it that way.
Yes.
How does the dang thing work though? Because it's in the that if I plug it, it's not gonna work.
If you'd like, I can show you once you're here.
Yeah, I plug the phone in and just take it with me?
If you'd like.
I think it's like screwed onto the wall or something.
A smartphone, not a landline. Sorry.
Oh, okay. What's smartphone?
I'll have to answer any other questions once you get here. Sorry.
And I can get ice cream. I have coins. How many of those do I need for ice cream?
It costs $3.07 after tax.
$3.07. So it's like 12 coins?
If it's quarters, yes.
And then I have to use one. I have to use 15 coins?
Yes. If you come here, I can show you.
Okay. I'll bring 15 coins. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
I love
you. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Bye. Good night, Tiff. Oh my god, we're at 2 hours. Welcome to the show. You're listening live on rogueserver.com/Wuppie. I'm Wuppy, your Rogue Server file jockey, and we are live. Wuppy Washed Up, every March 26th, 2026. It's 10:18 and 40 seconds post-meridian, Eastern. welcome. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for calling Applebee's, featuring late-night, half-price appetizers. Thank you for calling Applebee's, featuring late-night, half-price appetizers. To place a to-go order, please press 1. To speak to a manager or team member, please press 2. Thanks for calling Applebee's, where we're eating good in the neighborhood.
Hi, thanks for calling Rexburg Applebee's. How can I help you today?
Hey, how many coins do I need for, like, a minimum meal down there?
Like how much money you need for, like, a just, like, a cheap meal?
Yeah, like coins.
Yeah, so we got our kids' meals, and they're about $6, and that comes with an entree, like, a small entree, a side, and a free drink, so... Or those are $6.99, so that's pretty... That's kind of as cheap as we get, honestly.
Okay, and how many coins is that? I only do it in, like, coins.
However many coins translates to $6.99.
I don't know how many that is, though.
Well, I don't think I can help you with that, but I'm so sorry.
I get the big silver ones. I get the guy on them. I get the kind of thick silver coins with the guy on them. They're like bigger than the small ones.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not as big as the real big ones.
I'm so sorry. I think you might have to consult Google. I'm so sorry.
All right, wait, hold on. Hold on. Let me try it one second here. Let's see. It says 1100X77. I don't know what that means.
Yeah, I'm not sure, but sorry, I don't think I'm the one to help you out with that. I'm so sorry, though.
I bring 700 coins, then that should cover it, you think?
If you bring a small bag of them or whatever, I'm sure if you come and we can help you count them out while we're here. They're just a whole bunch of silver coins with faces on them. So
yeah,
we will help you in store if you bring those, but I'm not sure how many exactly because I'm not exactly sure which kind of coin it is.
And do you guys see like little apple slices?
We do not have apple slices. We do not have apple slices, no.
Oh, okay. Sorry,
is there anything else I can help you with?
No, thank you. You've been more than helpful.
All right. You have a wonderful day. I hope everything works out. And if you need, you can come in and we can help you in person that way.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. Bye.
I love you.
Me too. Bye.
Bye. Is paying for stuff in coins, is that a good premise? Potentially. Okay, I'm gonna do like one or two more calls. Oh, damn it.
Thank you for calling the Spring Hill Suites in Rexburg. This is Annalise. How can I help you?
Hi, Annalise. How many coins do I need to bring down there to, like, stay a night?
I'm sorry, could you repeat that?
How many coins do I need to bring down to stay a night down there?
How many what? I'm sorry?
Oh, coins.
Coins? Like, what's the price?
I only have coins on me right now. So I need to figure out how many of those I have to bring.
Okay, let me pull up the price for tonight. Okay, so it looks like for a single king suite, the rate right now is $129 before the tax.
And how much is that? And you said that's in what sort of monies?
$129.
Okay. How's that? How many coins is that then?
Are you looking for what kind of coins?
I have the kind of big silver ones. They're not like the big silver ones. They're just like a step smaller than that, and then they're bigger than the smaller ones.
Nickels?
No, it's the one bigger than that.
So then quarters?
Yeah.
One sec.
Can I save up my coins here?
Sure. Okay, so the price before the tax would be 516 quarters. I can't guarantee what the price would be after the tax. Usually, it would probably come out to around $140 to $150, which would put up the quarter count, if that's what you're looking for.
Okay. So, if I bring down like 700 quarters, I should be safe?
And you know what? I'm actually not even sure if we have the capacity to take that in quarters.
Oh.
I can double check with a manager if you'd like, but I truly don't think we have the capacity to even hold that.
Well, I try to keep them all in like metals and stuff because like you know the dollar it's all fiat currency and it's all fake. So basically the dollars are like worthless. They don't have any inherent value.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I can check for you if you'd like.
Am I able to call back in maybe the morning or something? I don't want to inconvenience you any more than I've already have.
Oh, no, it's no problem. I can just send a text to my manager and call you back when I find out. Or, yeah, you're welcome to call back in the morning. A manager should be here by 7.
Okay, I'll call back tomorrow, figure out this whole quarter situation.
Okay, sounds good.
Thank you.
Is there anything else I can help you with?
Oh, you've been very helpful. And you've been, I've been a little bit unreasonable, and you've been accommodating. So, like, I should ask your boss to, like, give you, like, extra money and stuff.
Oh, no worries. Happy to help.
Thank you.
All right. Well, if there's nothing else that I can help you with, I hope you have a great night.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. Doing wholesome calls here. Okay, one more call, and then I think that's it for tonight.
Welcome to Hampton by Hilton in Rexburg, Idaho.
Thank you for calling Hampton and Rexburg. May I help you?
Hi, where do I put the quarters in?
I'm so sorry?
Where do I put the quarters in the room here?
Are you in our laundry room?
I'm in the room with like the bed in it.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I think I'm a bit confused on what you're asking.
Oh, I have a bunch of quarters here, and I gotta put them into the like for the room and everything.
Oh, there are none. You can exchange the quarters for cash here at the front desk, if that makes sense.
So, like, what's the maximum capacity you have down there, though, for quarters?
How much are you trying to exchange?
I got, like 30 pounds.
Let me go ahead and check to see how much we have real quick. Yeah, we can definitely do that for you.
30 pounds of quarters?
Yes.
Okay. How do you want them delivered to you?
I'm actually getting something new. We don't take pounds. We do take the U.S. quarters.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. It's like 30 pounds of American quarters.
Oh, okay. Are you trying to exchange cash for quarters? Is that... correct?
No, I'm trying to just get these quarters into the hotel down there.
Oh, okay. So we don't do quarters for cash.
Oh, no. I just want to put the quarters inside the hotel. That way they're there.
Trying to put them, like, on your room?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. We can't do that.
Oh, it'd help out though, I think, for you guys.
I'm sorry. Could you repeat that one more time?
I think it'd help out for you guys if I put the 30 pounds of quarters into like the room here.
For like the.
That way they're there.
I'm so sorry. I'm going to have someone else talk to you because I'm not sure I'm understanding.
Do you have a vending machine or something?
We do not.
Oh, where do I put the quarters in then?
Like I said, I'm going to quickly transfer you to...
Well, there's a little slot. Like, there's like two little, like four little slots on like the bottom of the wall. I put them in there.
No, we don't have anywhere in the rooms to put quarters.
Well, there's a little short slot and a tall slot. So I think I probably put the quarters in the big slot.
I'm going to quickly hand you over to my supervisor on duty real quick. Is that okay?
Okay.
Alrighty. Hello. What can I do for you?
Oh, I was just wondering where I put the quarters in at.
Are you talking about the guest laundry?
Like in the room here.
Is it for the guest laundry or your guest room, like where you're sleeping?
It's whatever room has the bed in it.
So we don't have any place to put quarters, like, in the room. Are you talking about, like, vending or...
Because I got like, a bunch of, like, I just want to, like, get rid of these things.
Like, you want to get rid of your change?
Just my quarters.
We don't really have, like a discard for that. Like, if you wanted to leave them as, like, a tip for tomorrow, like, for your housekeeper, you can put them out, like, in a spot that they would, like, notice it. But we don't really have, like, a place that you can just discard currency.
Is there like a limit for how many I can like put in?
What do you mean put in? I'm sorry.
Yeah, for the hotel.
I mean, I guess as many as you want. I'm just confused as to what you mean. Where are you putting them in, like your room?
Yeah.
Would you mind coming down to the front desk just so I can talk with you and you can kind of show me what you're meaning?
Should I bring the quarters with me?
You can if you'd like to.
All right, it's like 30 pounds of quarters.
Oh, you mean like weight?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, we don't really have a place to like take those. If you want to go to like a Coinstar, I know there's one at the Walmart, like if you really just wanted to change those into like cash, but we don't have like any way to make those like cash or really take those off your hands.
Oh no, because it's like the dollar bills, they don't really have any inherent value to it. It just represents a like a debt.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just, you know, if I could just do it with coins, because coins have an inherent, like, metal value to them.
You can bring them down to the front desk, and we can figure it out. But, yeah, I'm sorry. I really don't understand, like, what service you're trying to...
Just for the hotel.
Yeah, would you mind just bringing down to the front desk? You can leave the quarters or keep them in your room regardless, but just so I can talk to you face-to-face.
I can bring a roll of quarters down there, and we can both, like, figure out what the hell is going on with these things.
Okay, yep, sounds good.
All right, thank you. Uh-oh. This is the part of the show where it gets real quiet and serious.
Ah!
I'm Whoopi from Whoopi's Wash Tub. It's currently 10:36 and 11 seconds post-meridium Eastern Standard Time. It is March 26th, 2026. Welcome to the show.
Is this where you touch
the coins?
No.
Oh.
Each other?
I don't know.
Is this where you touch?
I don't know.
Pizza? And they have you pizza fries. This is where I touch and have pizza fries.
Pizza fries. Oh, I'm actually really counting coins here. Wasted, do you want to do a phone call?
Yeah, I do. Let's go.
Okay. Let's see. Hotel. I'm going to jail.
I'm calling the sheriff. I already called the sheriff. You're fucked.
I can't, you know, I've been getting in so much trouble with the police lately.
You're... the cell challenge, I didn't know it involved Whoopi.
I was huffing a skunk. He said no.
Thank you for calling Merrick Inn by Wyndham, Rexburg, Brigham Young University, Idaho.
I think this lady.
Please listen carefully. There are some new menu options to serve you better.
No.
To make
I don't
a new reservation.
No, I don't want to listen.
I pressed 3 enter.
American, how can I help you?
Hi, I called the phone and it said I had to like hammer buttons at you.
Oh, you mean the phone is not working?
Oh no, I mean okay. So you're the front desk though, right?
I'm the manager. I'm the GM for the property.
What does that mean?
I'm the general manager at the property.
But, but like, what does it mean? Like, I called the phone number, and I wanted to talk to the front desk, and you're saying you're the general manager, which is cool. It's fine. I want to talk to the front desk.
Okay, what you looking for? I can help you.
Like with pizza?
This is a hotel, not the pizza place.
I know that, idiot. I'm just trying to get like your rules. I didn't mean to call you an idiot. I'm so sorry.
Okay.
How does the pizza work? Like how does that work?
What?
We have to give you some pizza? They told me I had to give you some pizza.
At the front desk?
Yeah, because we're ordering pizza. And we were told we had to give you some of the pizza. Like, how much pizza do you need?
I don't think my front desk staff needs any pizza. Let me just ask.
Come back. Come back here.
Yeah. Okay.
They told me I had to give you some pizza. So if I don't or not or what the fuck, you know, I'm sorry.
Have a good night.
Asshole.
What is this problem?
Dude, I don't know. He just hates pizza, I guess. Fucking asshole.
So slow with my phone. He doesn't like pizza.
Oh, and thank you for calling Motel 6, Rexburg. For reservations, press 1.
This. Good evening. Thank you for calling the Motel 6 located in Rexburg, Idaho. My name is Hannah. How may I help you?
Hi, Hannah. How do we do for pizza?
Sorry, you cut out there in the beginning. Can you repeat that?
Oh, hi, Hannah. How do we do it for we have a pizza down here. How do we at the hotel do a pizza?
You just order from any online pizza place, and then most of the time a lot of guests will just put the room number on there, so then they can just deliver it directly to the room.
We have a pizza, though.
Oh, you have a pizza.
Yeah. We're not sure how to proceed with this.
To here?
No, we have it physically with us.
Well, that stumped me on that. I'm not really 1,000% sure.
They did bring it in?
Oh. No, I haven't seen a pizza arrive.
Do they give it some to you?
No.
Okay. I don't know what we're doing then.
So let me just backtrack so that I understand exactly what you're saying. You ordered a pizza.
No, we have a pizza.
And you have a pizza.
Yeah.
You got it delivered to your room.
No.
No.
No, you have a pizza.
But you have a pizza.
Yeah.
So you didn't order a pizza?
We just have a pizza. We don't know if we, give it to you or something.
Oh. No, you don't need to give it to me. I mean, it's your pizza.
Cause I don't know what to do with it.
Keep it, I guess.
Oh, we found it.
Oh, you found it?
Yeah.
If you found it, then throw it away.
Oh, it's still... It's cold, but it still looks good.
For safety measures, I would just throw it away.
And what if someone else finds it?
If it's thrown away, then why would somebody find it?
Well, you found it in the garbage.
Then leave it.
But it still looks good, though. I don't know what to do. We don't want the next guy to find it and then, like, have him, you know.
Oh, good Lord.
Yeah, you gotta chase the rats off it.
Just leave it.
Do we put little rat bites on it?
Leave it in the trash and walk. Oh, good Lord. Leave it in the trash and just walk away. Just walk away. Just walk away.
Okay.
Just leave it there. Walk away.
I just don't want anyone to find it.
No, just walk away. If it's in the trash, then walk away. You don't need to do anything with it.
Well, because we have it.
It bit me.
It bit him.
Oh, good Lord.
It bit him.
Okay.
Oh! It's biting him. The pizza bit him.
Okay, I'm understanding that this is now a prank call, but in all honesty, this very much made my night. This is absolutely hilarious. I don't know why the pizza bit you, let alone if there's a rat there, then
what kind of shoes do you got on?
I have like a $5 Walmart shoes. Pretty cool.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Okay, well, good luck with the pizza thing.
What kind of shoes you got on? What's the matter with you?
Have house slippers on.
Are they like sweet? Are they, you know?
No, not really.
Take them off.
No.
Please, just do it. Just do it. You know you want to.
Ah! Personally, no. I'm gonna let you guys go. Good luck with the pizza.
Can I, do you make a good pizza?
No, hon, I work at a hotel.
Hey, you get you.
Yeah, you.
Yeast
you, yeah. You get that good yeast.
Good luck with the pizza. I would go find some swords or something
smile?
And go in it with... like medieval knights or something like that.
Like a
pizza. You put it in there. You put it in there and then you fuck it or something. I don't.
That's right. Take out the rough.
It's good pizza. It's really good. I'm not complaining. But my God.
Oh, good Lord. Just leave the pizza alone. And walk away.
Oh, praise Jesus. We have the pizza. Praise Jesus. We have the good pizza.
Honestly, this prank call very much made my night and made me laugh
Mittens, really hard.
So good on you.
Mittens is eating. What's the matter with you? Mittens is eating.
But I'm going to let
cat.
You go.
Oh, where are you going?
Have a good night.
Where are you going? Where are you going?
I love you.
Where are you going? I'm sorry, I had to chime in.
Yeah. Oh, where's isn't it? There it is. Do you want another call?
No. I'm gonna stay muted this time. I'm sorry.
Oh, it's fine.
the opportunity presented itself and I had something good to say. I'm sorry.
I like it.
She's talking about pizza, and I just hammered down a 12-inch pizza. I'm so happy right now.
Oh, I want pizza. I want pizza and ice cream.
I had pizza from the place where Dragomir said it was like magical pasta and it made him poop real good. And it was really good. It's really good pizza, man. It's like a little place when he came and visited one time before. Oh my god. Like this place. Anything they give you, you poop real good.
Hello, it's and really thank you good. For calling Motel 6, Rigby. For reservations...
I think I'm going to do like one or two more calls. Also, I love that she just kept saying walk away.
Motel 6, Rigby, how can I help you?
Hi, are you like still working down there?
Sorry?
Are you still like doing it down there at the motel?
Is who working?
Like the lady.
I'm sorry, I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, the lady was like working at the front desk.
Who?
She is the lady working at the front desk. I'm just curious if she's still there.
We have multiple people that work the front desk, but yes, there is currently somebody working the front desk.
Okay, because they're like picking up the phone, like going, "Hello, it's a hotel," and everything like that. I was just curious, like. How they're doing?
Nobody's been using our phone.
Okay. Oh, you know, whenever it goes, and they pick it up. She's pissed. Oh, it's doing storms. Oh yeah, more pizza. Oh wait, I called this place. You said we, but it was me. Oh wait, this place is... Can't call here. Fancy places. In the wrong state. Welcome to the show. You're listening live. It is 10:52 and 15 seconds post-meridian Eastern. It is March 26th, 2026. Whoopi Washtub exclusively live on rogueserver.com/whoopi. And I'm your rogue server file jockey tonight. Okay, I called this place, which means I called the other place. I need to go... Shoot, where the hell can I go?
Thank you for calling Super 8 by Wyndham, Tucson Downtown Convention Center. Please listen carefully, as there are some new menu options to serve you better.
Super. How can I help you?
Hi. We have a pizza.
How was that?
We have a pizza.
I didn't order any pizza in here.
No, we have one.
All right. So what's the question here?
What do we do with it?
Well, you eat it.
Well, no, because we found it.
You're here on the property? Have, like, a room in here?
We found a pizza on the property, yeah.
In which room are you at?
We were... Because we asked him if we could come in, and he said yes, and then we went out, and then we just found the pizza laying out there.
All right, well, honestly, I'm fine.
Do you want it?
No, I'll be fine. Thank you.
It's cold and has, like, pepperonis and stuff on it.
No, thank you. Appreciate it.
Well, what do we do with it, then?
Well, you can eat it, or I don't know, man.
I don't want to leave it out where a kid could get it.
Well, I'm not sure, man. It's your call.
Oh, is there any way? Can you, like, destroy it for us?
I mean, you can throw it away if you want. Like, there's plenty of trash cans outside.
You know, because we found it in the trash can.
All right. Oh, well, I don't know, man.
Can you destroy it? Can you, like, schedule it for destruction?
No, you can throw it away, man. You
no,
do your
I've
thing there.
You know, I touched it, and now I got my fingerprints on it. If anything happens,
well,
it's
do your thing, man. Do whatever you want.
It's
like, you want to get a room, or what's the thing?
I don't want this pizza.
All right. Well, you can keep it then.
I don't want it. Why would I keep it if I don't want it?
I don't want it either. Have a good one.
Can you take it? Do I put it in there? I want to do one more pizza call. It's starting to do stuff.
Oh, thank you for calling Quality Inn in Tucson. For a new reservation... Sorry, I didn't get that. Okay. Please choose from the following options. Thank you for calling Quality...
I think he likes to.
Thank you for calling Quality Inn. This is Jackie. How can I help you?
Hey, Jackie. We found a pizza. We don't know what to do with it.
You found the pizza in your room?
I guess.
What room are you in?
Well, it's not my room. The guy let us in. But he remarked on it.
What do you mean?
Well, like, he let us into his room, and he was like, oh, I don't remember having a pizza there, so.
What room is it?
I forget the, like, number. I think it was, like, 208 or something. Or 206.
They ordered a pizza?
No, he found a pizza in his room.
What the hell? Can he come down to the front desk? Because I don't know if we have anybody in room 208.
Yep.
I don't have anybody in 208.
Okay, I was thinking like maybe a 202, the sixth one then. Guys, we've been like, we're a little messed up. Yeah, a little too much. We were drinking a little bit.
If I don't know which room it is, I don't know how to, you know?
Yeah.
What's the name that with the room's under?
I think his name's like, Dave?
His last name?
Yeah.
like I said, I don't. I need to know the room number.
Oh, they like you know like put it in there.
Put it what in there?
Like the pizza.
You guys want to order a pizza?
No, we have it.
Okay, well, you're going to have to bring it to the front desk because I'm...
Oh, do you want...
You're not
we don't... Do you want the pizza then?
So I could throw it out, yes.
Yeah,
so I could know what room you're in.
Oh, it still looks kind... It looks kind of good. But,
so I could throw it in the dumpster so I could see if it got left there. You guys just checked in.
Oh, yeah. Okay,
did you guys just check in?
We were drinking at the bar. They kicked us out, and so we're just you know he said come up here. We'll continue.
Oh, okay. Well, like I said, I don't know. I don't have any. You gotta let me know the room number.
I think it's like 206, maybe. I think. They're all asleep right now, and the lights are all off.
I don't have anybody in that room. I don't have anybody in that room there.
Okay, I just you know. I guess I bring the pizza to you then.
Alrighty.
Figure out what the hell's going on down here.
Yeah.
All right. Do you want any?
No, I'm okay.
All right. Well, if you want any, just you know, we figure it out when I get down there.
Okay.
I think it's from that, like, family joint.
Hmm?
I think it's from that family joint.
Oh, next door?
Yeah, the Domino's.
Oh, we don't have a Domino's next door. We have a restaurant next door.
Oh. Okay, it must be from them then.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye. One more pizza, and then show's over.
Monta by Wyndham to Summer speaking.
Hey Summer, we found a pizza and we don't know what to do with it.
Say that one more time.
We found a pizza and we don't want it anymore.
You still have a pizza and you don't want it anymore?
No, we found one.
I'm confused.
Yeah, Paul, he was rummaging, he was like outside and he found like a box of pizza in it.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say. Well, I mean, we have pizza up here and wings. Like, we're watching the game and stuff.
Oh, the game?
Yeah.
Well, who's winning?
U of A.
Oh, okay.
Come hang out with us.
Hey, and do we bring this pizza?
I mean, if you want to.
Oh, he found it in the dumpster, though.
Ew. No, yeah. Leave it there.
No, because we don't want any kids touching it.
Oh, just leave the pizza in the dumpster then.
No, because we're grown men and we found it. Well, what if a kid finds it?
Highly unlikely that there's going to be a kid looking through the dumpster.
Oh, whenever I was a kid, that's all I used to do is look through dumpsters.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
If a food dye in the dumpster, I put that in my mouth. And it was the red food dye. And, you know, I was like, ah. It's all clumpy.
Odd.
Yeah.
Well, we're here at the bar if you want to come watch the game.
All right. Can we destroy this pizza then?
No, just leave it where it's at.
I get it. Okay. All right, she gave us bar permission.
I think that concludes the show for tonight. Thanks for listening. Good night. I don't have a good outro.